So, you have a new Batman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I figure we call this one Batman Returns.
Oh, did Batman go somewhere?
No.
Did he buy some clothes in the wrong size?
He might have, but no, he's back on the big screen.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna meet this couple called the Cobblepots, right?
Okay.
And they don't like their newborn baby, so they try to drown him, just leave him to die in the water.
Oh my god, we're starting the movie that way?
Yeah.
You know McDonald's has to make Happy Meal toys out of this movie, right?
They might not like this one too much. This kid grows up and bites a guy's nose off. There's blood spewing everywhere.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so this baby ends up being found by some sewer penguins, and so he grows up to be extremely penguin-like, because as you know, if an animal saves your life, you take on that animal's traits.
I do know that. Believe it or not, a couple of weeks ago, I had my life saved by a pigeon.
Oh, wow, sir. Does that mean you can fly or something?
No, can't fly, unfortunately. But let me tell you, I've been pooping on a ton of cars.
Oh, my God.
So what else happens?
Well, okay, well, there's this bad business guy named Max Schreck, right?
And what's his deal?
Well, he wants to build this power plant that'll secretly suck up all of Gotham's power supply, so then he'll control it.
Why not just buy the current power plant, then?
Unclear, but his secretary, Selina Kyle, is gonna find out about the evil plan.
Selina Kyle, huh? What's her deal?
Oh, well, let me tell you, sir, she's got glasses on, so she's absolutely hideous.
Oh, sounds like an unattractive loser. Yeah, for sure.
And we find out that she's not married because of the glasses, obviously, and she has a cat that falls into her sink.
Oh.
And she gives it a bowl of milk and therefore probably some diarrhea.
I was gonna say.
So since she finds out about Shrek's plan, he pushes her out of his office window and she falls like 25 stories.
Oh, so she dies?
Momentarily, yeah, but then a bunch of cats lick her and nibble on her fingers, so she's fine now.
Oh, life-saving cat saliva is tight.
It sure is, sir. So then she goes home and she starts behaving like a cat since, you know, cats saved her life.
I totally understand. My poop comes out white now.
So she starts to drink milk like a cat. She starts destroying everything like a cat. She starts working on her sewing machine like a cat.
Cats are notorious for their sewing skills.
They are. And also, she removes her glasses.
Oh, she sounds hot now.
Yeah, now she's hot. And Max Schreck is gonna be shocked that she turns up alive to work.
Did he push someone out of his office window and then not look into the dead body situation at all?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, wait, is Batman in this movie?
Oh, he is, actually. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay, great. It would be good if he was in it.
Yeah, like, Penguin's gonna do this attack on Gotham, right? And Batman's gonna get the bat signal about it right into his house.
In his house?
Yeah, it looks like he has, like, a system of mirrors set up so it shines directly into his house.
Wouldn't that make it extremely easy to figure out who Batman is?
Maybe. So he gets the signal and gets into his Batmobile and drives into the city to burn a guy alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because see, the thing about Batman as a character is that he loves to kill. Like, later, he's gonna be thrilled to strap a bomb to a bad guy and have him explode to death.
Huh, I never knew how much Batman loved to kill.
Can't get enough of it.
Wow.
So anyway, Penguin's gonna end up blackmailing Max Schreck, so now they're gonna work together.
Work on what?
Well, first of all, they're gonna improve Penguin's public image, because people see him as a sewer monster.
How do they do that?
Well, they stage this thing where a baby gets taken into an open sewer, right? But then he emerges on this lift system and makes it seem like he saved the baby.
The fact that he was ready to go with a lift inside an open sewer didn't raise any red flags for anyone?
Nope, so now he's a hero, and everybody likes him.
Well, okay then.
So now Max Schreck decides it'd be good to make this Penguin guy mayor of the city.
What?
Yeah, because see, that would help with his building permits to have a guy on the inside. So he lures him with a fish and shows him some campaign offices he set up, and that's when Penguin bites a guy's nose off.
So the plan is to make the violent fish and nose-eating sewer guy mayor?
That's what they're going with. That makes sense.
And then also Catwoman wants to team up with Penguin to take down Batman.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So what do they do?
Well, Penguin kills this ice princess lady and then frames Batman for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then also using the blueprints to the Batmobile, his goons hack it, and so he takes control of it for a little while.
How'd they get blueprints for the Batmobile?
Unclear.
Oh, okay. And so what does Penguin want exactly?
Well, he sets this plan into motion where he's gonna kidnap all the firstborns of wealthy families in Gotham.
Oh, man, it's gonna be hard for Batman to stop that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause he just has them loaded onto this super slow-moving train thing, so Batman just stops that, and that's all over.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so that's all done and taken care of, but now Penguin wants to blow up the city with a bunch of penguins he controls that have rockets strapped to them.
Oh man, it's gonna be hard to stop that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Alfred manages to reverse the signal, so they just turn around.
How does Alfred manage that?
Technology, I suppose, so that's all done.
That works.
And then there's gonna be this big showdown, and all the main characters are gonna be there.
Oh boy.
And Penguin's gonna, like, fall into some toxic waste, and Catwoman's gonna wanna kill Shrek, but Batman's gonna stop her.
Oh, is he suddenly not into killing?
Yeah, he's suddenly not into killing anymore, so he's like, let's just send Shrek to jail, and then he rips off his mask and also somehow his eye makeup.
Why is he revealing his secret identity in front of Shrek if he doesn't plan on killing him?
Well, because he's trying to have a moment with Catwoman.
By revealing his identity to her?
No, she already knows his identity.
But... okay.
So then Shrek shoots both of them, but he's Batman, so he doesn't die.
And what about Catwoman?
Also, she has 9 lives, because some cats licked her in an alley earlier, remember?
Right, that's true.
So then she electrocutes herself and Shrek.
Oh, a very electric cat person.
And then Penguin pops out again, but then dies immediately, so some penguins have a little funeral procession for him.
Weird that they know how to do that.
Very weird. And then it's gonna turn out that Catwoman's still alive.
Oh, she still has a life left.
She did. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great movie, but did Batman ever get clear for the murder of that ice princess?
Oh, yeah, you know, I did forget about that. So yeah, he's definitely still wanted for murder.
Whoops,
whoopsie. We'll tell you what, maybe we'll have an opportunity to close that plot hole in, like, I don't know, 3 decades or something.
Yeah, I mean, if we feel like it. Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. If you hadn't noticed, pitch meetings are now on their very own channel, so if you could subscribe, that would help out a lot. You could also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And don't forget to like that smash button. That's not it.
I'm so stupid.